A learner, a teacher. In his early associations with church leaders, Elder Monson was an eager and quick learner. Both his ability and his capacity for service came to be well known to his brethren of the Quorum. President Kimball referred to him as truly a do-it man, one who acts promptly and resolutely. Elder Bruce R. McConkie XII once called him a genius in church government. Speaking of his great loyalty to others, then Elder James E. Faust, later to serve with him in the first presidency, commented, "That mind of his doesn't forget anything, but neither does his heart, especially people." Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve said of Thomas Monson that his administrative and executive abilities came from something inherent and innate. He doesn't need 20 years with an issue to grasp its significance and retain its meaning. He has devoured the contents of most matters while everybody else is still trying to get the wrapper off. President Boyd K. Packer, who sat at President Monson's side for all their years together in the Quorum of the Twelve, has said, "If I needed someone to steer a sensitive matter carefully through the councils of the church, Thomas S. Monson is the man I would pick for the task." While serving in the Quorum of the Twelve, President Monson chaired the Adult Correlation Committee, Missionary Executive Committee, and Church Welfare Executive Committee. His concern for welfare matters is well known. He has been a moving force in the church's involvement in meeting community needs in both the Salt Lake Valley and for the worldwide church. His concern is not abstract. He has been known to literally give the clothes off his back to members in need who had no opportunity to buy new clothing. His service is often given out of the public eye. "So much has taken place privately," says his daughter Anne. Frequently, individuals will share those experiences with his sons or daughter. "Not even we children know all he has done," she says. As a member of the Twelve, Elder Monson also chaired the Leadership Committee, responsible for training general authorities on church programs so they in turn could pass on this training at state conferences. Just as he was an eager and apt pupil of those great leaders who went before him in the ranks of special witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has been a willing and able teacher for those of us who have followed him. As one of the junior members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, along with all of my brethren, have been profoundly affected by President Monson. His enthusiasm, his attention to detail, his personal lessons from a lifetime of experience, these and so many other influences have had a great impact, especially because they have come over a period of so many years from one who was called to the apostleship at such a young age. We have felt his loyalty to us in such matters, just as much as did those first friends on the west side of Salt Lake City. President Monson has been involved in serving and strengthening youth of the church since his early 20s. His concern for the spiritual welfare of youth has been manifest in personal action. He has, for example, served on the National Executive Board of the Boy Scouts of America since 1969, and because of his service, he has received Scouting's highest national and international awards. Through his service in his church callings, he has become known to leaders in government, business, and civic affairs throughout the world. The respect he has earned from them has allowed him to be an influential voice for the church. One of his singular accomplishments was in obtaining permission for a temple to be built in the former German Democratic Republic when it was still behind the Iron Curtain. He had similar success in getting that government to allow Latter-day Saint missionaries to move freely into and out of the country before the Berlin Wall came down. President Monson's ministry is a matter of record, a record that delights faithful Latter-day Saints, young and old alike. Uplifting stories from his discourses and writings endure because they have the quality of modern-day parables. Many of those stories were collected in a book published in 1994, Inspiring Experiences That Build Faith, from the life and ministry of Thomas S. Monson. On the page following the table of contents is printed this heading, "Service to Others." Beneath this heading is the familiar scripture from Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. "When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, You're only in the service of your God. It is a fitting bit of scriptural counsel to associate with the life of Thomas S. Monson, for he has taken it deeply to heart. He lives it.